Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation with Norm Inger, e-government program director in the Office of Personnel Management. And joining us in our conversation is Tom Romeo.
Norm, we've talked a lot about the current e-government initiatives. In your opinion, what others do you think the future will hold?
Well, the vision of e-government is a government that is citizen-centered, not bureaucracy or agency-centered, results-oriented, and market-based. The goal of e-government is to provide one-stop online access to the citizen to information and services. Citizens should be able to find what they want quickly, in seconds, not in hours or whatever, or days. A good example of this, for example, is the FirstGov website, where a citizen can go to a site, and from that one site, they're tied to all federal agencies. They're tied to a variety of resources relative to grants, to national parks, to employment opportunities. So what we're looking for here is to use the web, the internet, to provide the citizen with very rapid, three clicks or whatever, access to a wide variety of accurate information that, in effect, provides them with first quality service.
How do you envision that government will conduct transactions across other federal agencies and or state and local governments?
Well, what's happening is that that some initiatives are, in effect, dealing with the federal, state, and local situation. For example, one Homeland Security initiative is a secure portal that will deal with disaster management. In effect, dealing with disaster management and public safety, e-government is, in effect, developing systems and communications that link together federal, state, and local governments into one context, into one response to a disaster or public safety challenge.
Norm, you've been working in the field of e-government now for some time. What advice would you have for future leaders in e-government on how to be successful in this field?
I would advise future leaders in e-government to be aware that major transformations in federal business systems requires a full recognition of the need to build coalitions of support in affected agencies. Change management is a major factor in the success of e-government. Future eGov leaders should not focus on technology solutions without recognizing the other dimensions of change necessary for success.
And how about in terms of a person considering a career in public service? You've been in both sectors and you moved into public service after a long career in private sector. What advice would you give for somebody interested in joining public service?
Well, I think this is a very exciting and challenging time for a young person to join the federal government. Our government faces challenges, even though we are the world's greatest economy and have the world's greatest and strongest military force. What is very exciting, and I think eGov has made this possible, is that we have shown that you can transform government operations in a very, very short space of time. We can show the government can, in effect, reach out and, in effect, become more efficient, more effective, more responsive to the citizen population in a short space of time. My advice to a young person considering a public service career would be to go and look at the OPM USA Jobs website. The site is www.usa.opm.gov. On this website, the person can locate a vast array of educational and job opportunities, all kinds of internships, grants, and job situations. Young people will be able to use the site. They can also, on the site, develop a job resume to apply for a federal job. Let me also add, there is also a Presidential Management Fellow Program designed to attract into federal service outstanding young men and women from a variety of disciplines. Again, if the person goes to our site, USA Jobs, they'll find more information about this fellowship program.
Well, Norm, that's our last question. Tom and I want to thank you for joining us this morning and being our guest. And would you like to tell the people of the website one more time in case they're...
The website I mentioned earlier was www.usa.opm.gov.
Thank you very much. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Norm Inger, e-government program director in the Office of Personnel Management. Be sure and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness, and you can also get a transcript of today's very interesting conversation. Once again, that's businessofgovernment.org. This is Paul Lawrence. Thank you for listening.